Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to 37 from the New Living Translation. The coming of the kingdom. One day the Pharisees asked Jesus, "When will the kingdom of God come?" Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God can't be detected by visible signs. You won't be able to say, 'Here it is,' or 'It's over there,' for the kingdom of God is already among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The time is coming when you will long to see the day when the Son of Man returns, but you won't see it. People will tell you, 'Look, there is the Son of Man,' or 'Here he is,' but don't go out and follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other, so it will be on that day when the Son of Man comes. But first the Son of Man must suffer terribly and be rejected by this generation. When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days, the people enjoyed banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat, and the flood came and destroyed them all. And the world will be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about their daily business, eating and drinking, buying and selling, farming and building, until the morning Lot left Sodom. Then fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Yes, it will be business as usual, right up to the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, a person out on the deck must not go down into the house to pack. A person out in the field must not return home. Remember what happened to Lot's wife? If you cling to your life, you will lose it. And if you let your life go, you will save it. That night, two people will be asleep in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour together at the mill. One will be taken, the other left." "Where will this happen, Lord?" the disciples asked. Jesus replied, "Just as the gathering of vultures shows there is a carcass nearby, so these signs indicate that the end is near."
Today's passage asks and answers a number of questions about the kingdom of God and when it will come. The kingdom of God is not visible, but it's already amongst us. Jesus is returning, but no one knows when. Life as usual will happen before Jesus suddenly returns. Don't believe or follow people who claim to have seen Jesus' return. Christ's return will be visible to all, just like lightning in the sky. It is wise for us to yield to God's instructions, so we will also be ready, just like Noah was. When Jesus returns for you and me, don't run back for anything. Just run to Him. Lord Jesus, talking about your kingdom and your return can sometimes be anxiety provoking for us. There's so much uncertainty around it and it makes us wonder whether we are ready and whether we'll be in the right space to be able to just run to you, to be able to recognize the signs, that we will be prepared and that we will be running to you wholeheartedly. Lord, I do pray for each one of us today that you will quicken our hearts to hear your voice for the preparation we need to do so that we will be ready. Prepare us wholeheartedly so we'll run to you when that moment comes. Protect us from anyone and anything that will try and draw us away from waiting for you. Give us wisdom on the journey and strength and power and passion and love to continuously follow you until that day when you return for us.